Our reading is taken from Acts chapter 12, verses 6 to 16. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping to happen." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said. And then he left for another place. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. Now I invite Debs up, who's going to talk to us about that. Can we just say a quick prayer? Father God, we lift to you Deborah, and we thank you for her heart for you and for her gift of music. We pray that you will be with her this morning as she delivers your word to us. And Father, we just pray that you will open our ears to listen and open our hearts to absorb your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. So if you don't know me, I'm Debs, and I'm an ordinand at Trinity College, so I'm training to be a vicar, and I get to spend my time training with Christchurch, which is a huge blessing, so it's always great to be here. So the passage that we've just had read to us, we can read and see that Peter finds himself in lockdown. He is in prison, and it's the night before his trial. He's sandwiched between two soldiers, and he's got two large chains around him, and at the entrance there are sentries guarding his way out. So that's pretty locked down. So what happens to Peter in this situation as he sleeps surrounded by soldiers? Well, it says that suddenly an angel appears in a flash of light, strikes him on his side, and says, "Quick, get up," and the chains fall from Peter's wrists. The angel says, "Put on your clothes and sandals, wrap your cloak around you, and follow me." and Peter is half asleep, not quite sure what's going on. I don't know about you, but it reminds me, I don't know if you've ever had to get up in the early hours to catch a flight. You know, say get up at, your alarm goes off at 3 a.m, and you might have a family member or a friend kind of not so gently shaking you, saying, come on, your alarm went off half an hour ago, get your passport, get your coat and shoes on, and then you're there, like, trying to put the shoe on the right foot, and you're not sure if it's a dream. This is kind of what's happening to Peter. It says in Acts 12, Peter had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. I love the stories of Peter in the New Testament because they're quite comical. Here he is asleep in prison, and he's like, is it, what am I doing? Getting up, getting changed. We've got the situation when he finds himself on the road. After he's been released, it says he came to himself. He kind of wakes up, realizes it's real, and then goes to his friend's house, and the servant girl thinks it's Peter and doesn't even let him in and runs back to the people in the house who are like, no, it can't, that's not real. Peter can't be outside. It's quite funny. I don't know about you, but I find it quite comical. But I think we should be fair to Peter, because when he's in the jail and the angel appears to him and he's not sure if it's real, he has good reason to think this, because in Acts 10, do you remember we read that a sheet is lowered with unclean animals in it, reptiles and things he shouldn't be eating? And he's in a trance because he's on the rooftop praying. So what he saw was a supernatural vision. So if he thought that, oh, maybe this is a vision that I'm seeing, that's not surprising. But in this case, it was real. He was being released. In the vision in Acts 10, a voice says something to Peter, very similar to the voice of the angel in this escape from prison. The voice of the Lord says to Peter, get up. Get up, Peter, kill and eat. We've just read that the angel in the prison said to Peter, quick, get up and get dressed and follow me. I thought it was probably not a coincidence that the phrase get up appears in both of these Acts passages. So I looked at the Greek, and the phrase that's used in both cases, the wording means to rise, as if rising from the dead. Peter didn't know at the time of his vision on the rooftop that he was trapped in old ways of thinking. So when the Lord says, get up to Peter, he's not just saying, wake up from your trance, come to yourself. The Lord's saying, be freed from the captivity of wrong thinking. Be freed from prejudice and from these cultural barriers that need tearing down. These things lead to death. Experience resurrection life. Get up. And Peter, as you are set free, the Gentiles will be set free so that they can get up and follow Jesus. Do you see what I mean? So it's more than just a few words in the scriptures. It's a promise of the gospel. So when Peter escapes from prison, there's no doubt that his life is literally spared. But he is also spared from spiritual captivity. I don't know about you, but sometimes it can feel like we are trapped between two soldiers, unable to escape. We've all recently experienced our own lockdown. It's not the same as incarceration. Like, some people are locked up and persecuted. But I have felt sometimes as though there's a sense of being under house arrest, and not even just in a physical, practical way, but in a spiritual way. There have been times I've looked around and thought, is this really happening? Is this real? Walking through town centres in March and April when there was not a soul on the ground. It's very strange. Even right now, you're sitting in strange places with masks on your faces. And we just had a CD played to us by DJ Janet at the back, which is great. But it's kind of like, is this really happening? God is not limited by pandemic restrictions, and he's definitely not limited by our own defenses that we put up sometimes to shut him out or pretend it's not really happening. It might feel in this season that church is on hold, life is on pause, and it's not really real. I'd just like to close by asking us today, what are the old ways of thinking that we need to let go of? Maybe we've been thinking this is not a season where we can be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit in power to encounter God's love in a new way, like in the book of Acts. Maybe we've decided, oh, we'll just ride this period out, wait for the storm to pass, and yeah, let those opportunities to spread the good news pass us by. I know I've thought that. Do you remember when Jesus said, get up? Jesus says, get up, quite a number of times. He said it to the invalid at the pool of Bethesda. This man needed to be lifted up into the pool for healing, but nobody would help him. Nobody saw his worth, and no one would minister to him, but Jesus did. And Jesus didn't have to lift him into the pool. He said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And there's also the man who was brought to Jesus by his friends, who's paralyzed. And Jesus says, get up, take your mat and go home. Jesus' words, they're empowering words. You don't need somebody else to lift you into the pool. Pick up your mat and walk. Get up. Maybe we need to minister to somebody today with the words of Jesus. We might not be able to do anything practically, but maybe we need to remind them that they can get up. Maybe we've accepted a season of life and accepted what the world's telling us, that, oh, well, we're going to feel entrapped, we're going to feel lonely, we're going to be depressed, we're going to be limited, God can't really use us in this season, we can't sing, worship's not the same. We're going to hear all these words that are actually not necessarily true. Maybe we need to hear the voice of Jesus speak to us directly today and say, get up, you are free. Even in the midst of a lockdown, you can get up. Jesus got up and was, Jesus, of course, when he was trapped, when he was facing death and imprisonment, he got up. He was raised to life, and we are raised with him. And it's in his power that we are able, no matter our circumstances, no matter how we feel today, we are able to rise with him and know his freedom. I'll just close with the words of Colossians chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen.